Hanna Szanowska was born on October the 7th, 1902, in Warsaw. In 1910, together with her whole family, she moved to Krakow, where she graduated from the Ursuline Sisters Gymnasium. Having left school, she enrolled into a Red Cross course in order to help nurse victims of the Polish-Bolshevik War, and it was in December of 1920 that she commenced her studies at the Jagiellonian University. Upon hearing about the establishment of a new school of nursing in Warsaw, she abandoned her university course and immediately enrolled in the School of Nursing in order to fulfill a dream of becoming a nurse. After graduating in June of 1924, she studied nursing in Paris and Belgium. Then she started working as a nursing instructor and lecturer in Krakow and Warsaw. For 10 years until 1939, she also edited the magazine Pielęgniarka Polska. The outbreak of the Second World War brought numerous painful experiences for Hanna. On October 2, 1939, her aunt died in the Battle for Warsaw, followed by the death of her father in the concentration camp in 1940, and shortly after, Hanna's only brother was murdered by Soviet troops. In spite of these tragic experiences, she did not lose hope. Already at the beginning of the war, she went back to Krakow and volunteered to work with the Polish Welfare Committee, dedicating all of her skills and powers to taking care of refugees, prisoners, and displaced persons. She took special care of orphans, including Jewish children, trying to find them foster families and safe shelters. She even organized summer camps outside of Krakow for youngsters and established food and milk banks for starving children. She worked tirelessly, frequently risking her health and life. The experiences of the atrocities of the war had a significant influence on the development of her spiritual life. It became a time of seeking God's support, a time of discovering the need for deep personal prayer, and appreciating the meaning of the Eucharist. This time of intense spiritual growth was accompanied by the formation of a truly gospel-inspired heroic love of a neighbor. In this way, an even greater love for God is born in her, from which love for her neighbor always flows. After the war, Hanna Szanowska resumed work in the Krakow School of Nursing as the head of the Department of Community Nursing. So she decides to raise young nurses in the spirit of genuine service to those in need. However, she believes that, apart from material help, spiritual help is also important. Hanna takes into account not only health, but also spiritual needs in men, trying to convey God to human hearts because only He gives true happiness that the world cannot give. In the work environment, Hanna Szanowska was never ashamed of God and does not hide her religious beliefs, even during the darkest days of Stalinist communism. On the contrary, she manifested clear and credible testimony to a vibrant faith. Such an attitude prompted respect and recognition, especially among her students and colleagues, but provoked aversion and repressive measures on the part of communist authorities. On the contrary, it is with her life that she testifies that God is love. Retirement did not mean rest for Hanna, because she knew that there were still many people who were in need of healthcare, many more who were lonely, abandoned, elderly, or disabled and chronically sick, who were deprived of any kind of care. Following God's inspiration, she decided to organize for them professional nursing care based on church structures. Having developed the idea, she turned to Father Karol Wojtyła, later Bishop of Krakow, now St. Pope John Paul II, for advice. He in turn pointed her in the direction of Father Macke, who gave his full approval of a plan to be implemented in his parish. Endowed with a charismatic personality, she gathered around her a wide group of associates and volunteers, including nurses, religious sisters, priests, seminarians, physicians, professors, and students. With the help of her volunteers, she organized holidays and retreats for the housebound patients, which helped them rediscover the joys of life and gave them strength to bear the daily cross. Thanks to her efforts, the custom of celebrating the Holy Mass in the home of the sick became popularized, as well as the custom of pastoral visits to the homes of the sick and housebound. She worked closely with Cardinal Karol Wojtyła in all areas of work concerning the sick. While caring for the sick and those who suffered, she gradually came to realize that she was serving Jesus Christ Himself. After suffering from a recurrence of cancer, Hanna died in Krakow on Sunday morning, the 29th of April, 1973. The funeral mass and ceremony was conducted by Cardinal Karol Wojtyła. In the homily, he said, "We thank you, Miss Hanna, that you were among us, an embodiment of Christ's beatitudes from the Sermon on the Mount, especially the one saying, 'Blessed are the merciful.' Those who knew Hanna well all testify that she heroically obeyed the greatest commandment of all, to love God with all her heart and her neighbor." Blessed Hanna Chrzanowska, pray for us.